LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love radio show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love radio show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers, Terrell Jackson and Todd Jackson.
What's up?
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Doing great.
Todd, you're an amazing person.
Thank you.
Today's date is, he's funny, right, Terrell?
Yeah.
July 20th.
You guys could only hear him. You didn't get to see the facial expression.
Oh, Todd and his face. Okay, July 26th, Wednesday. It's a nice day in SoCal. A little warm, but I think everyone else really enjoys it. I don't like hot weather, but we're here.
Not that hot.
It's not that hot. It's a little
cooling
warm.
Out.
We are live on the Power of Love show, so if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we're going to open up phone calls, the phone lines for your questions, your comments, your contributions. The phone number to call us is 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. You can also tweet us at DDJ Foundation. DDJ Foundation. Yeah, Todd, you're not talking.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Apparently, I got.
We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. We want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek and find it. Do not rely just on us. All right, you guys. Let's go over the week real quick. Terrell.
Yep.
You're going to start. How was your week, man?
It was all right. Obviously, we all three have something that made our week kind of bad. But we'll get to that later. But besides that, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just started organizing some stuff. There's not enough hours in the day.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
There really isn't.
And it's... And I'm someone who values my sleep. So it's like, I can't cut my sleep. And you know what?
Really?
Yeah, I can't cut my sleep.
I gave that up a long time ago.
But sleep is so important.
It is, but I gave that up a long time
ago. Well, how many hours are you getting, Taj?
Probably 4 or 5.
Come on, man. You taking a nap?
No.
Terrell, you're there too?
I went to bed at 5 and woke up at 8.
It's not healthy, guys.
I know.
We know.
It's not healthy. It's not good for your diets.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's not. You should be sleeping, resting.
It's just tough.
It is tough because we go to sleep so late, but then it's waking up early to like get the day going.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I actually, the last 2 days, took naps. I was reading and just fell asleep and said, you know what? I'm not fighting this. I'm going to enjoy this nap.
You take naps with Rhea?
Yeah, right.
Do you alternate?
No.
Rhea, tuck you in.
He doesn't sleep long enough.
Snap.
My brothers here. Think they're comedians. It's funny. All right. So, Taro, anything else in your week?
No, still working out. Finally put... I'm not sure if it was last week or this week, but got my sub speaker back.
Nice.
So, finally had it hooked up into my studio, which was kind of a pain because I had to move everything. But set it back up, and it's working. So, I'm happy with that.
Very good.
And I don't know. I guess that's pretty much it.
Okay. Your speaker's working. Music's flowing.
Yep.
Taj Jackson, well, how was your week?
It was good. I saw Atomic Blonde probably 2 days ago.
Taj, you see a movie every week, don't you?
Almost every week, yeah. It was good, though. It was really cool.
But what is Atomic Blonde about? Because I haven't heard of this one.
Atomic Blonde, I hate to say it's like John Wick, but a
who's
female
the,
version.
Who's the actress in it? I forget her name.
Charlize Theron. Okay, yeah. Theron, I don't know mm-hmm. how to pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. But she was great in it. and it was really
like action.
It is it's very action, and okay. it's with one of the directors of John Wick
that oh, cool.
did it as well. But it was an indie project of love, and I liked it a lot.
Indie project of love.
Like, it wasn't backed by a big studio at the time.
So when that means basically a lot of celebrities.
A lot of labor of love. Like
a lot of people just do it for the love of the work.
Yeah, but now it's become bigger than it is now. But before, it was like getting Charlize to do it and stuff was the big thing.
Right, right. Okay. Well, my big thing for the week was probably yesterday. Went to the John Mayer concert.
Ooh. Right.
Took Francis there. It was a lot of fun. The guy's incredibly talented. His band was
you
amazing.
Always see him, huh?
I try to, Terrell.
Let me ask you a question. Then,
yes.
Because, I like John Mayer too, but my question is he getting, like with music, because you know how the music is and all that stuff.
Talk to me.
Do you feel like, are you seeing a little cut down on his production? I know he wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, is it kind of like, you know, because John Mayer is John Mayer. And are you seeing that? Like, is he scaling down as well? Or is he kind of trying?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't sense that. And I there was 8 people on stage, including him.
Mm-hmm.
He was the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
There was no big pyro or anything like that. But that was never his style.
No, it wasn't.
You know, he was
He's
always
lucky that,
chill
yeah.
and very musical. I feel, I'm not going to speak for him. I've never heard him say this. But I feel like he wants you to just listen
mm-hmm.
and not be distracted by visual things. That's just my opinion yeah. of what he does. Sure, there's some visual things. But for the most part, it's very sonically.
Yeah.
You're there to hear.
And he tells stories and stuff?
He tells a bit of stories.
Okay.
But what I do like about him, he always really gets a strong band. Like, you could tell, like,
music's important.
I feel like he pays extra to get those musicians to go on the road.
Probably
with
does. Right. He probably
you know what
does.
I mean? Like, they're studio musicians yeah. that probably
usually don't tour.
Got it. But he's gonna open up the pocketbook to get them to tour because he wants it to sound great
them.
Every time. I feel that's what he's doing, and it comes across that way. And he had, like I said, great musicians.
What's your favorite John Mayer song before we move on?
Taj, there's so many.
I know, but
off the new album. You want to give me that one? I like Rosie off the new album.
Okay.
But there's a lot, from Daughters to Edge
great.
Of Desire. There's so many. there's a lot. I just love his style. I like his choices in music as a guitarist.
Yeah.
Now, real quick
yes.
before we leave John Mayer.
Please, talk to me.
What's your favorite tour show that you've seen of his?
Of his?
Yeah.
I like him outdoors. This time was indoors.
You've seen him, what, maybe 4 times?
I've probably seen him 4 times. I saw this, actually, this...
Amphitheater one time? I know you saw him at the Forum.
I saw him at the Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl.
I've seen him
at the Forum.
I've seen him in Irvine, which was great. I think that was for Paradise Valley Tour. And I saw him at the Forum, like 4 months ago. I took Joe. And then I took Francis last night. I just like him outdoors, though. It's just the vibe, you mm-hmm. know, with the beach ball going up in the air. And
yeah.
So I do like John Mayer outdoors, but it was a great show.
Right.
You know?
Okay, well, hold on.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
A little extra time.
I mean, most
John
of our
Mayer.
Listeners are
music. Was it John Mayer that you liked, or was it the atmosphere of the beach balls and all that?
No, it starts with John Mayer.
Okay.
And his band, the sound. Like I said, I like his choice in music and melodies. So I like his decision making when it comes to the guitar and yeah. his desire to be great at it. I love it. So yeah. I respect it. But yeah, he's solid. Okay. Did I answer you guys' questions?
Pretty much.
Taj, what are you doing on your phone? You're already looking up things?
No, I'm looking at Nook. I'm doing my job.
We got a show to do.
Yeah, I'm doing a job. I'm seeing if people are commenting or not.
He actually looks like he's working. So I didn't go hard on him. I didn't say put the phone away. He actually looks like he's working. So I'll keep doing your thing, Taj.
Yes.
Maybe I'll get you a raise. All right, Terrell, you got the topic. Terrell's on a roll with these topics. And I'm gonna ride this out. I love it, Terrell. What do you got for us?
No, so for this show, I thought we should talk about you can't prevent death. You can't escape death. All of us, unfortunately, are going to go at some point or another. But there's things and steps that you can take that can prolong the situation. You can, there's things you can do. Oh, we forgot to talk about Chester.
Yes. Chester
Lincoln
Bennington.
Park. Yes.
I was going to let you finish your topic.
Okay, and then we can go into
it.
Well, basically, the topic is preventing... reaching out, things we can do to help each other avoid these tragic moments.
Yeah. And of course, we're talking about Chester Bennington, who's the singer from and songwriter from Linkin Park, American mm-hmm. band Linkin Park. And he apparently, we don't know completely, we don't know, but it's strongly assumed he committed suicide just last week. So first of all, rest in peace, Chester. Mm-hmm. I never met him, but Francis actually met him at Asa's baby shower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer, and said she didn't even know who he was.
Right.
But he was such a nice person. Francis has had 6 kids, and he had 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I don't know the reasoning, but he was telling Francis she had him beat. But she just said that he was the nicest guy. Didn't even know who he was until, like, you know, a couple months later, she saw him on Good Morning America. And she's like, hey, that's the guy I was talking with at Asa.
Right.
And she always said that he was such a nice guy. And then to hear the news, Francis was distraught for a good long while. And like you said, Terrell, it's such a sad and it's just an unfortunate thing. We don't know all the details. The one thing and if you go on any social site or any look up anything online, you're going to see some nasty comments. But people, we don't know what's going mm-hmm. on in others' heads. We don't know what exactly happened. We don't even know 100% if all the details are accurate.
Yeah, because I did read something that
from his wife, right? That
no, it wasn't from a wife. It was just a report
that it may
that
not
the police. Yeah, the police.
So we don't know. So we shouldn't age up to jump to conclusions. And even if we did know factually, it's not our position to judge. Let's just highlight the positivities that the name brings up, and. You know, I think most importantly, let's pray for his family to recover and navigate through this incredibly tough time. You know, our love to their family, again, a wife and 6 kids. I think they're all under 17. My heart is out for you guys. It's going to be tough, but you know, love. You guys got to show love to each other and rally together as a family. But Tara, do you want to continue on?
Yeah, no, it was interesting because I was reading a story about Linkin Park that day, and I had no idea that they were from Agoura Hills High School.
Oh.
The three of them.
I didn't know that either.
That started the group. And they worked hard, and then they eventually added a couple members to the group, and it didn't work out, and then they kept going. And then they finally, I think it was, now I'm blanking on it. It was a guy from Warner's, I believe, that eventually signed them, and they released their EP, and that's their breakthrough record.
Wow.
And then the original guys that had left before to pursue touring and things, they came back and joined the group, and
wow,
that's Linkin Park.
Wow.
But it was I was at Westlake, so it's
yeah,
very
it's right
close. It's only what, 10 minutes away from
it's right there.
So
Terrell, let's go back into on topic. What's mm-hmm. what was the topic like? I know the word, but describe what you're saying.
Well, there's so many things that we can do as friends, as family members, as people, to just help, you know, to check up on people. There's things you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, one of them is going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and doing checkups, and I'll have to, I'll admit I'm guilty of that as well. I need to go.
Yeah,
you know, I don't go as often as I should.
Why don't you go?
You know what? I think part of a lot of it is because I know I'm not where I should be, mm-hmm. so I know some of the stuff he's going to tell me already right off the bat.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to get a head start on that
because
I know I need to make changes and things. I know I need to be healthier. So right off the bat, I know that's going to be one issue. But some of it is the fear of knowing if there's something wrong. But at the same time, it's like you need to know so you can do something about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not so much that. It's just trying to get a little bit better before I get
in trouble. You don't want to go there knowing.
Yeah, it's
you're
like
not
it's better if you do
to.
Some homework.
Yeah.
Then show up and have no homework.
But don't take too long, Terrell. Taj, I know
No, I'm going to go for sure.
I've talked to you, especially you being the eldest, and you seem to be on it, going to the doctors, which is good. And actually surprising.
Plus, I need a doctor. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I need a doctor now, so I'll talk to you guys after the show, because mine retired.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Not Colchin's.
No. Okay. Well, he did retire, but that was...
Okay, I was about to say, you're not still going. That was our pediatrician from birth, so... But knowing Terrell, he still would go to Dr. Colson. But Todd, you go, and actually, I try to go. I mean, I've this last year or so, I don't know if it's a similar thing. I've been really focused on my health, physically and even mentally, you know, and I've been... It's interesting because, you know, it's if you let it, life will just eat you up. And I think if you let it, people will just kind of just, use is the wrong word, but kind of just go through you. You know, next thing you know, you turn around and you're at the end of your life, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been really trying to make a solid effort to be present and to do more of what I want to do. And I think it's been feeling better for me. You know, it's been a good thing for me.
It's been working.
It's been working, you know, and that's the topic for the day is prevention. How do you prevent yourself from getting to, you know,
a bad situation.
And we're not just talking about suicide. We're not just talking about depression. We're talking about even, you know, health. How do you make sure you don't let yourself go too far the wrong way where it's impossible to turn around? Papa T had, you know, a close friend, you know, who, and again, that's the tough thing about doing the show. You have to be personal. We have to be authentic. We have to be real. We have to say what really happened. And something that our pops is dealing with is he tried to urge one of his friends to go get, you know, checked because the friend kept complaining about pain. And my father was strong on him about getting checked. But, you know, my father, he never got checked until, actually he got checked, but it was a little too late.
His friend. Yeah.
His friend got checked and it was too late. And they found cancer, but it was irreversible.
Yeah.
And the friend is no longer with us. And it's something I think my father still struggles with, you know, because he even says, why didn't he just listen to me? I should have been harder. But how do you convince people to really respect their health and to do the right thing? That's our topic. What any advice you have, any tips, any guidance you have, we'd greatly love to hear it. I think our community would love to hear it. Again, the phone number is 323-203-0815, or you can reach us on Twitter at DDJ Foundation. I'm working on getting Todd a raise so that he could do more than just Twitter for those of you who has Facebook. But as of now, I don't want to give him too much on his plate. He's not there yet.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you know when he does get there.
I want to add on to this topic, though, too. I think also, as you said, prevention, but also, and you said this, but being there for people as well, because certain people, they, especially with social media today, they put on a front like everything's great. Everything's mm-hmm. good, but inside they're really hurting or they're sad or depressed. But you go on social media, you take great pictures and all that, and you wouldn't realize it. So I think one of the things with social media is we project only the good things, you know, that people see and whatever. And so people that are your friends sometimes think, oh, well, this person's doing fine. I just saw a baby picture of them and da-da-da or the... But in reality, they're hurting inside, or they're sad or depressed. And so, I think in the back before social media, we would do a better job of getting to checking in on our friends, or our loved ones, or our family. Now we just it's like, oh, I know they're okay. I just saw them on social media, posting or tweeting. But in reality, they could be really hurting. And I think that's another thing is we're not seeing those warning signs.
Mm-hmm.
We're not aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is tough because. It's already hard for you to post something that you don't feel positive about, but then when you do post something like that, you're opening up the field for everybody to just attack you. So a lot of the times people only post the good.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess in some ways it could be very helpful. You know, there's people that are very supportive. I mean, I've been doing my workout thing and I've received comments that have been very helpful and very supportive and encouraging. You know, but it could easily go the other way. You know, it depends on the person, how strong mentally they are. You know, that can break them or it can make them.
I think being strong mentally is a huge part of it, you know, because I think if you're strong mentally, it's kind of like, I hate to say it this way, but if you're secure with yourself, you're more likely to be more open and real with your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, I it's something that I think us being in the public eye, I mean, we're. Oh, I think it's just human nature to have some type of, you know, care of how you're being looked at. But I'm getting to a point, and I was already pretty strong on this, but it's getting to the point where I just don't care, you know, what people are saying and thinking. What?
I'm just laughing. What can I hear?
Yeah, I mean, I apologize for things like my hair.
It took you a long time.
But I don't care. It does. But that's also because of probably how we were raised a bit, you know, and but I think my character doesn't care. I just think it's out of respect for, you know.
Let me ask you a question, because this is, I'm not going to even bring up the topic of what it was, but someone said something at Comic-Con, you know, that was quote-unquote controversial to certain people,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think it was. I'm not even going to bring it because that's another topic.
Mm-hmm.
But that person...
Yeah, you got to
tell
us.
Now I want to know what
is.
They said.
Just say
because
well,
I didn't.
We're not going to go into a whole...
No, it's because I didn't do the homework of, like, because then people... See? I don't have the links in that.
Told you.
I can tell you.
Say that.
Okay.
Then don't just say you're not prepared.
I don't know the actor's name
don't
and all
just
stuff.
Say you're not prepared.
All I want to say with it...
I don't want to ever hear you ask for... You got... What? What's today's date? July 26th. You're on a three-month ban.
The actor... Originally, when, because, you know, half the people were complaining about it, and the actor originally said he didn't want to apologize, like basically said, I don't, you know, I'm sorry if it offended you, but that's, you know,
that's
I didn't
I'm
do
at.
Anything wrong. No, yeah. No, I didn't do anything wrong. And I think he got pressure from the network and stuff like that to apologize, because the second comment was an apology.
I wish I knew what you were talking about. Just say.
Just here's the question. Here's the thing that I want to say. It's like, I feel like with me, like, I feel like people are pressured into stuff that is socially right as opposed to what they really believe in in that way. And I feel like, you know, people should stick to their guns sometimes. And say, like, I feel like people should say, no, I'm not apologizing. This is what, you know, because I think people are too sensitive to issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something offends everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something offends everyone.
Yeah.
And so it's like...
I think... And I'm not... Trust me. I know networks and companies get behind you and force you and push you to apologize. But I think a strategy on why publicists and networks, like we said, will push you is because sometimes you can't get ahead of it. You know? And sometimes a story or they'll write it up and make it the truth and stretch it. You know what I mean? If you give them an inch, they'll take a foot. So it's like you might as well apologize and take your inch back, even though you can stand on that inch and support that inch. Sometimes you got to say, I apologize for that inch, because if you don't, they've already made it 4 inches or 5 inches.
I don't see. I have a problem with that, though, because I feel like as soon as you apologize, you open that gate up that now you're apologizing for everything that you do, basically. Like, people aren't happy anymore and they're not satisfied. And there's certain people just are going to complain to complain.
Yeah.
So you open up that can of worms that if you apologize once, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got him, let's, you know, like, next thing he does. Yeah, I just
okay, it's all good, Taj.
If you want to, if you do want to look it up, it's look up Comic-Con Supergirl controversy.
I wish you would just tell it to us, Taj.
That's all he knows.
No. It's just not. It's to me, it's a non-issue. That's why I don't want to. It's like, to me, it bothered me that there was a controversy about it, but that's me.
Okay.
Because I think people read into it too much.
All right. So that was too much on your topic, Taj. You're right. We kind of swayed
away. I told
away.
You. You kept
you
pushing.
Did. I did.
I'm
okay.
Trying to keep you on,
on our
on point, topic. Yes.
Okay. So
that's a side note.
Any advice you guys have before we start taking phone calls?
Yeah.
Any advice you guys have on prevention?
Well, I think...
What is that noise, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think the first thing is...
We're not licensed therapists, by the way. I know you said that, but I just
appreciate it
before we start giving advice.
Why do you got to say it right before I start talking?
You knocked down a month in your suspension. Two months, I'll reevaluate you. Well done.
What I was going to say is I think the very first thing you have to do is you have to take care of yourself. Mentally, physically, you have to
spiritually.
And spiritually. You have to put yourself first. Because everything you do, it comes... It's you. Mm-hmm. It comes through you. Like our kids, you know, obviously we say we put them first, but you can't do anything for them if you can't take care of yourself. You get what
preach,
I'm saying?
Preach, brother. Preach.
No, but seriously, you have to take care of yourself, because if you're not able to
you're the battery, basically.
You're the battery.
That's right, brother.
You're the engine.
That's right.
But you're like the engine. that makes the car run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't get everybody to their destination.
You can't be Superman if Superman hasn't been in the gym and working on his cape.
If he's chilling with kryptonite. No?
Superman's got to be on point.
What Superman was that? Superman 3?
Which one?
Where it's the bad Superman and he's drunk and everything?
Superman 3.
That is Superman 3. Yeah.
So
you have to take care of yourself.
Okay.
And then, see, here's the thing. And this is where you and I fall. It's taking care of yourself is getting sleep. You gotta rest. You gotta work out. You gotta get exercise. All of those things. Your mentality of it all. You gotta take care of your brain.
Love it.
Your mind.
Okay.
You know, it starts there.
So Terrell's.
So I'm guilty of not getting proper rest.
I love it. So Terrell mentions, you know, three focal points to help with prevention, taking care of your health physically, mentally, and
taking care of you.
Yeah. Taking care of you.
That's number one.
That's a wonderful one.
I think that's number one.
That's
you have to, right?
That's definitely number one. I'm going to give you number two. I think we're too hard on ourselves. Yes. And we put too much pressure on ourselves. We don't allow ourselves to lose. You know, and I think that's the theme of this show, that life is about losing and how to deal with it. But I think when I hear about people who are having, you know, suicidal thoughts, or, and don't get me wrong, again, I am not a professional. I'm just going from what I see and what I've learned. I think there's you got to understand you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes, and there's going to be low moments. You know, I know it's easier said than done for some. I think some require maybe medical help, and you can't be too high road to do that if that's what you need. You know, you can't be above that. But again, I think it comes to pressure. I think people think I can't do this, or I could beat this on my own. And I think we have to figure out a way to still be ambitious in life, to still want to do great things in life, but to not let pressure dictate our life.
I agree with that 100%.
And I think, again, I've never had suicidal thoughts, never been in a serious depression or anything. I've been depressed. I've been down. But I think we have to change our mentality and realize that it's a blessing to be here, and that, you know, there's a lot of people that love us. And even if we screw up, there's people that love us. You know, there is that one person out there that's going to love you no matter your situation. And it doesn't need to be a blood relative, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you're adopted or this, you know, there's, look, I love a lot of people with everything that aren't even blood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With everything. I treat them like I treat my own kids, you know? And I think that's important, that people realize that they are loved and that they're going to make mistakes. Let down the pressure. You're going to get through things. And it's okay to say, I need help, or help me out. That was the same thing. I need help, or, let me think help of another or. I need help, or today wasn't my day. I'll get it next time. Okay, I'll do better tomorrow. That's just life, you know? So I think as soon as we could teach people, kids, adults, everyone, about that mentality, the better off we'll be for preventing serious issues. Last thing I'm going to say before, Taj, you get the mic.
Before I get drop the knowledge.
Yeah, you could drop the third piece. The last thing I'm going to say is, you know what, Taj? You're dropping the mic, made me forget. I dropped the freaking last comment, but I'll come back.
Wasn't that strong?
No, it was. I promise you it was, but I'll have to come back. I'll probably have to.
So take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Understand you're not perfect.
Understand you're not perfect.
Live at a good pace.
Live at a good pace.
Don't stress yourself out.
Do not stress yourself out.
I feel like you're refusing everything.
It's like a chorus, man. Yeah. Like it's, you're singing, and I'm the voice and men guy saying everything you're saying.
Yeah. Taj, by the way, add
great
to
talent.
It?
Yeah, I don't know which one I should go first with, but
no,
I think
you only get one. What's your one big tip for prevention?
There's two, because one of them's an add-on to yours. So
of course,
yeah, because I have to keep. I have
okay,
to
add on to mine.
I think people have too high expectations for things. Like I think that.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, he's adding on.
Did I just say that I was going to add on?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, come on. Stay
I thought
with
like
me.
Add on meant like you're going to add
well,
another
I am.
One close.
I am going to. Okay. Go ahead. And I think the problem with that is that we celebrate winning, as we've mentioned before. But winning, I really feel like, and I know I always say social media and stuff, whatever, but everything's so dictated by social media. Even the news is dictated by social media. That the point is, all you get is you get the winners. You get the flashing, the, oh, this person is, you know, great. This person has so many followers, or this person is. And I think that psychology wise, it makes people, the people that aren't that, feel worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Kind of like in school when there's the person that had all the popular,
feel like you're not good,
or
enough.
That got all the A's, and you were the one that didn't do that. You felt worse, especially the more they got praise.
Yeah, I know all about
and
that.
And that's the thing with society now, is everyone's praising the people that are the popular people, and it's, and the people that are the normal people, quote unquote, that should be, that are just as important, don't get praised, or they look like something's wrong with them.
Like, and they then they start looking at themselves like, what is
wrong? Like, oh, I only have 200 followers while so-and-so has 60 million. Mm-hmm. I'm a failure. I'm not important in this world. Mm-hmm. And that's not true at all. And that's the problem with this world, is that that person is just as important as that person that has 60 million. But we don't even show that.
And I'm going to add, piggyback off what you're saying, Taj, because what I wanted to say, I remembered. It's the same similar thing where I think mentally people would think, okay, don't put pressure on yourself. That was my point, mm-hmm. right? Realize you're going to have some bad days. But what does that do for me if I, you know, if diagnosed with cancer? Or I may be wrong, but I really feel you have to be incredibly strong mentally to give yourself the best chance to fight all of that anyway. So I just feel like it starts with mental strength. Obviously, there's illnesses out there that are uncontrollable and, you know, that can't be denied. Mm-hmm. But I feel like your mentality is so crucial in how you recover and deal with things, that I think we got to focus mentally. So just because there's a physical ailment, that doesn't excuse you for not being strong mentally. Not right. excuse you, but you know what I mean. It still has an effect on you mentally. Your mental power can still have an effect on your physical ailments, what mm-hmm. I'm saying. Taj, what's your third point?
I would say it's just being connected with people. Like really being connected with people. One of my friends' father passed recently, and I say this luckily, I saw her probably 2 weeks before, you know, and I went to the funeral Saturday. It was the same day as the DDJF.
Yeah.
And
Tuesday.
And I'm just grateful that I was able to reconnect with her, because it felt like, you know, it felt right being there, as opposed to just, you know, having not seen her for a little while and being like, oh, hey, you know, I'm sorry about your loss, mm-hmm. you know. And so I think that's the thing, too, is just being there in people's lives. I know we have a lot going on. Everyone has a lot going on in their life. I'm guilty of this too, but I'm trying to like see people more often and be around people.
In.
Yeah. Check in on people, because you never know, you know, who needs it.
You're trying to stay connected to people.
I'm trying to stay connected to people, even people that, you know, you haven't heard from in a long time. Just check in and say, right. How are you doing? You know, hope you're doing well. And that can mean a lot to them.
Yep.
Taj, I have to say, Your third point meant a lot to me.
Thank you.
It was very good. Very strong point.
What, down to a month now?
No, you're still at 2 months. But that was a very strong point. You know, I think we, without even rehearsing, we came up with three valid, strong points on how to prevent yourself from getting to a dangerous point, whether it's mentally or you know, physically. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of yourself. You got to put yourself first. You got to be strong mentally, physically and spiritually, my opinion. And then you also gotta chill. Don't put so much pressure on you. You gotta understand mm-hmm. losing's part of life. You gotta understand there's gonna be tough days. You gotta understand you're not perfect. Even though you can go for perfection, you're not perfect. Even though you can have high goals and dreams, you're not perfect. And then Todd, I think your third point was very valid, that you gotta stay connected. You can't, don't try to do things on your own. I think just in itself, intrinsically, if you try to do things on your own, you'll naturally fall into harder situations, harder times, without even realizing that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, so stay connected with friends, with family, of course. And I think that's what, even animals, right? You can stay connected with animals, right? I'm serious. That's not a joke. Like I've always said, I had some great conversations with Yabo. You know?
Conversations?
Yeah. I saw nods. I saw the head.
Yabo was a unique individual.
Yeah, the only reason I'm laughing because Yabo didn't seem like she gave great advice.
Yabo was cool, man. Yabo was always
other dogs, maybe, but Yabo seemed like, I don't know.
So that's what we're doing. And we've had phone calls, but I've been ignoring them because I wanted to get our 3 points on what we feel are 3 strong prevention points to prevent you from falling into an abyss, to falling into a trouble, to falling you in darkness. To prevent you from falling in darkness. Our phone number again is 323-203-0815. Call in and let us know what you would like to add, if there's any prevention points, if there's anything that helped you get prevented, helped you, what's the right way to say it? Call in if there's anything that helped you not fall, prevented you from falling into an abyss or to a dark spot. My brothers are just looking at me, just saying how I'm going to get out of this.
I got to understand what you're saying first.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with it.
Can't translate something.
Hopefully our caller will understand what I'm trying to say. Caller, who do we have on the line?
Hi, guys. This is Nicole.
How are you, Nicole?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Okay. We are doing well.
Good. You know, I don't remember who said it, but it just really hit home. I had a call, and one of the things that I say a lot on my business social media sites is, pages is, everyone is going through something. Everyone is walking through something. And if you can remember that, not only can you have more compassion for yourself, but you can have more compassion for other people as well. So just because someone might upset you in some sort of way, you just don't know what they're going through. And so if you can try to have more patience with people and just say, okay, just stop and pause and say, what are they going through? They must be going through something. They're lashing out. And because a lot of people, they feel misunderstood, not heard, lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah. And you know, it is easier said than done. I think our society is. And by the way, that was me who said it. So well done, TJ.
I say that a lot, too. You probably got that from me, TJ.
But it is easier said than done. I think our society, for some reason, is built on jumping on people. It's like we're built on...
Well, we point fingers.
We're built on pointing fingers. And it's something that, as the years have gone by, I've really tried to focus on, you know, seeing it from their perspective or not making judgments. And it is a very healthy thing for me when I do it, you know? So I love your point, Nicole. I love it. Has there been a situation where you've kind of experienced that, whether it was you being judged or you preventing from judging others?
Don't even get me started on being judged.
Yeah.
I've had a really rough time when I was in school, always being the new kid, constantly being judged and bullied. And I don't know, I just saw this quote. TJ, you'd probably appreciate a good quote. But
I love it. Do you have it?
Someone on that they had on their email about, it wasn't exactly this, I'm paraphrasing, but something about everybody's walking through something. And it just really, ever since I saw that about, I don't know, within the last 10 years, I just have always tried to not even put myself in their shoes, but just to have the compassion of, you know what? I understand it's not personal. You're walking through something. And so what can I do to help you? You know?
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it. Thanks so much for the phone call, Nicole. Really, really appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for chiming in. And have a good rest of the week, Nicole.
Take care.
Yeah, you too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. That right there, and we've talked about it before, sympathy, empathy, compassion. Those are things that help prevent, you know.
How?
Because you don't know what that person's going through. You really don't, you know. And
so when you say it helps prevent, you're saying it helps.
It can save that person. It can put them on a proper path. Mm. You know what I mean? You can be that lifeline.
So do you advise, I know this answer, but do you advise reaching out to people? Do you advise?
Oh, of course, definitely.
Are you good at it?
I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. And that was, we've had guests on the shows, and that was probably the one thing that really opened my eyes up
because I was the kind of person, if someone was going through a loss, like let's say a friend of mine lost their father or their mother,
yeah,
I was that one person that wanted to call them, but was always kind of uncomfortable doing it. But then I realized the importance of that, of being there for that person, you know?
I completely agree. And my problem is, I think a lot of times we assume what we would go through or what we would think. Like when that situation happens, a lot of times I won't call anyone. I'll text or email because I'm thinking they don't want to be on the phone.
Right. So many people are calling. So I don't want to give them their space.
Because if it was me, I wouldn't want to be on the phone all day. But that doesn't mean that's them. You know what I mean? So Todd's giving me a strong nod.
Todd. Well, no, because everyone's different. Everyone goes through something different. Everyone handles it different. We handled mom's death differently. We were raised under the same roof. And we completely handled it differently. So I think it's very important to acknowledge that because everyone's different, I still try and put people put myself in people's shoes, whether they're having a bad day or whatever. I try and see the other side of it.
Empathy.
Yeah, because then it's like it gives you more power in a way.
How?
Because instead of you feeling crappy, like, you know, if like, let's say someone honked at you and that could ruin your day, you know, like if it was done wrong, you know. But if you said, you know what, that person either might be going, in your mind, you're like thinking that person might be rushing home because of an emergency, or that person might be having a really bad day or just broke up. That gives you power back. You're like, you know.
Very true, Tom.
And that's the thing for me. So I try and flip it, like, in that way, or if I'm getting rude service. I usually don't get rude service here, but if I get rude service at a restaurant or a place, I'll do the same thing. I'll be like, that person is just probably having a bad day.
Yeah,
we all have bad days, and that, unfortunately, that person has to be there.
Right.
Otherwise, they don't get paid. You know.
Right. I agree with that.
Thank you.
But I agree 100% with that.
But
I'm gonna tell you where we go wrong. I feel sometimes.
But
I feel we do that so much that it almost gets to a point where we allow people to walk over us.
Yes. But see,
I get your point, and I agree with that.
But here's the thing.
That's the danger.
Maybe this, because we have different sides of the family and whatever. And I think some of our family get really walked over, and some people are really strong and counter that. But I'm on the side that I'd rather be walked over and be like a good, not even a good person, but more compassionate than be hard as stone.
Right.
You know, I'd rather
never get walked over,
be so tough that it's like, I'm not going to let anyone do anything to me. But then it's like you lose that as well. So I feel like I'd rather be letting people in, and maybe that occasional person might walk over me or do something
bad.
But Taj,
a lot of times people can't let go. Like if you let people in and you get ran over by one out of 20 people in your life, you're going to remember that one. A lot of people.
A lot of people will.
But
that's why
the key is to remember the 19.
Remember the 19 that you let in. I think for me, what's always helped is I've always tried to look at the glass half full. I've never looked at it half empty.
We're talking a lot about mental positivity. How, tie this back to prevention for me.
Well, I think, the glass half full as opposed to half empty is being grateful for what you actually have, and instead of trying to realize what you think you need, as opposed, you know, in terms of like, there's always going to be something that
you need. So it's where you put your focus in.
It's where you put, and what you're grateful for as well. Yeah, because, you know, the same thing is like, whether it's suicide or this or that, it's like, it's forgetting how many people care about you.
Yeah.
You know?
So we'll add a fourth point from 3T, which is something that we didn't do. Well, I shouldn't say we, but I have a strong feeling you guys did.
Yeah, why are you signing this on? I don't know what this point is.
We said we would do a grateful journey, gratitude journal.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You did not, right?
No.
I could tell from your vibe, and you did not.
No, I did not.
And I did not.
I don't do it. I, every day I do.
What do you do?
Before I wake up. When I wake up, like for the first 5 minutes, I think about what I'm thankful for.
Okay.
I did that before the journal.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's great.
Every morning you do that?
Yes. Because that's how you start your day.
Okay.
If you start your day thankful for something, then it's supposed to...
See, and what my point was, I think that was the fourth point, is gratitude. I think that's a huge prevention situation. Mostly for mental health. I think being grateful for simple things puts you in a space where you're more positive and seeing the glass is more full. Taj, do we have anything on Twitter?
Yeah, we have some really good quotes. One from Toria that says, don't be ashamed. Well, it's not from her, but she sent this one. She said, don't be ashamed of your story. It will inspire others.
Love it. Nice, Toria.
Gigi, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. might be calling,
that's great.
sent a quote that said, and she asked, do we agree with this?
Okay.
Saying someone can't be sad because someone else may have it worse is like saying someone can't be happy because someone else might have it better.
Okay, you got to say it one more time. Chair, did you follow along?
I did. Okay. It was a little bit difficult. I feel your vibe, but I
kind of like I was slurring. Like
you were. So you fumbled. You weren't great at presenting it, but yes. Do it again.
Okay. The quote is, saying someone can't be sad because someone else might have it worse is just like saying someone can't be happy because someone else might have it better.
Okay, so...
So basically, some people try and help by saying, oh, think of like the people that have it worse than you do, or the starving kids and da 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 da. But, you know, that doesn't help people sometimes. You know, like that's what this quote is saying.
Because it doesn't relate to them.
Yeah, it doesn't relate to them. It's like saying, you know, you can't be happy because someone else might be happier.
Okay, so we don't want to do that.
I don't think it's helpful because I've tried that approach one time, like way back, and it blew up. I don't even remember the scenario, but it blew up in my face because I was trying to tell someone, you know, be grateful because it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
And it actually brought them down worse, you know what I mean? And
So here's your fifth prevention advice tip.
Focus on the good. So that's what I'm saying.
Hey, I was going to give
you... Oh, I thought that was part of the tip.
Man. Know your placement on this show, okay? No, the fifth one, Taj, I was going to say was to listen to your emotions. You know, like listen to. We kind of said that though, right? Or is that not right? Like, listen to how you're feeling, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I agree. Listen to your heart. Listen to your emotions. Yeah, don't be in denial of all that stuff.
Yeah,
I get that.
Taj, okay. Well done, man. Is there any more Twitter stuff or social media?
As of now. I mean, there was one more quote.
Wait, did we answer Gigi whether we agreed with?
Well, I agree with it.
I think the thing is that sometimes when you say people can have it worse, someone's gonna always have something better than you, and someone's gonna be worse. That's just right.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue is when you say it could be a lot worse, or someone can, you know, this person has it a lot worse. I think what it almost can mean is that you're almost saying, don't worry about your situation because it's not that bad. You know what I mean?
It's when like it could still
be,
it.
Yeah, it's you're almost like, yeah, belittling your situation.
So you got to be comfortable in your skin, and you got to be comfortable in your situation. That's
right.
That's what I feel.
But if you're a friend helping somebody, then you have to pay attention to their situation
and
respect that situation and help that situation. Instead of comparing it and saying, it's not that bad because look at this.
And let me say something, because I'm not a parent, but I think that's important for parents to realize, because parents have the foresight or the knowledge to know, like, they've lived life.
Mm-hmm.
So to their kids, sometimes experience. It could be the end of the world, some things, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, da 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 da. And you look at it and you're like, you don't even know, you know. But to them, you know,
it is the end of the world.
It could be the end of the world. And sometimes you have to really take it serious, as opposed to, you know,
Shrug
being like, oh, come on, you know, wait till you get into the real world.
So you have to be present.
You have to be present to know, like, to have that radar of, like, is this really affect, you know, is this something that I have to kind of step into? Because a breakup for a kid could lead to suicide.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking, oh, this is the first girlfriend or the first boyfriend. It's not, you know, it's still puppy love. But to them, that could be, they could end their life because of that.
Again, don't judge how you would experience thing with how others are experiencing thing. You got to listen to what your friends, family members are saying. And even though for you it may not be a big deal, if it's a big deal for them, respect it and treat it like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you guys, this was a very solid show, but quick show.
Right? You didn't even answer all these calls. I've seen the thing.
I apologize. There's always next week. We'll answer more calls next week. Okay? I apologize, people. Daryl's not
trying to answer that one, too. Oh, well.
Taj, first of all, let's go over the four or five.
Oh my gosh!
Topics. Real quick,
for someone that doesn't have a good memory, you're really
so. Yeah. Mine was take care of yourself, mind, body, spiritual.
Yeah, and mine was don't put too much pressure on yourself. You're not perfect. You can be incredibly ambitious, but understand that you're going to hit a lot of obstacles, and not every day is going to be perfect.
Mine was stay connected with people and family in terms of reach out and make sure everyone's okay.
And the fourth one from all three of us, I elected it to be from all three of us, on preventing depression or disaster or any bad situation is to be grateful, is to gratitude. Show gratitude. All three didn't do a good enough job.
We had a family loss.
We did have a family loss. But
family friend.
Be grateful, because what it does is it helps you, your psyche and mentality, which is huge in terms of helping you overcome and get through everything almost. And the other fifth one, again, was a 3T, as elected by King TJ over here, was that you have to be respectful of other people and what they feel is the most important thing in their life or what's little to them. Don't prejudge with your outlook. If you think you know failing a quiz isn't the biggest thing in the world, but you have a child that is beating themselves up for failing something, respect it. You know, help them out through that situation. Don't belittle it. Don't downgrade it.
Everybody is different. Everybody goes through different things, and they handle things differently, and we have to respect that.
I love it. So there you go. A wonderful show, Terrell. Great, Taj and Terrell, but great topic, Terrell.
That was Terrell's topic.
Yeah, great topic, Terrell.
My knowledge, Terrell's topic.
You've been on
knowledge, my topic.
You've been on a roll, Terrell. Keep it up. Very good. That's our show for today. We're going to be back next Wednesday from 1 to 2. Again, ADEC is the Association for Deaf Education and Counseling. It's an international professional organization dedicated to promoting excellence and recognizing diversity in death education, care of the dying, grief counseling, and much more. If you want to know more, you're going through any type of situation where you're losing someone or someone has been lost, or you think someone needs help, please reach out to www.adec.org and get the help. Again, if you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to www.ddjf.org. and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. And that's pretty much it. We love you all. We wish peace across the whole globe. And we will see you next Wednesday. Right? Anything else you guys want to say?
I'm going to be sending a link from DDJF. Sequoia sent a great link about 10 things about mental health. So
Sequoia.
Please look that up. It's actually really good.
It's Koi coming through.
Yep. Take care of each other, guys.
Take care. Love and peace.
All right.
And happiness. Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.